弟兄姊妹们好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
刚才我们弟兄祷告，感谢主。
While ago, our brother prayed, thank the Lord.
把今天的讲员弟兄带到我们中间。
That the Lord brought our brother among us.
我想我的心和灵已经到弟兄姊妹中间。
My heart and my spirit is already among brothers and sisters.
但是照着肉身来讲，只有我的影像和声音。
But according to the flesh, only my image and my voice is among you.
当主回来的时候，我们就不再做这个限制了。
But when the Lord comes back, then we're no longer limited by all this.
今天早晨主给我的负担，我交通一个很简单。但是很难交通的题目。
This morning, the Lord gave me a burden to share something that is very simple, but it's very hard to share about.
这一个题目只有一个字在英文里面，中文叫做生命。
In the English, it's only one word, and it's life.
我们读几处的经文。
Then let's read a few passages from the scripture.
约翰福音第十章第十节。
John 10:10.
我想这一节经文很多弟兄姊妹不仅熟悉也会背。
I'm sure this verse is very familiar to many brothers and sisters. In fact, they can even memorize it.
不仅我们会背，我们也把这节经文当作我们的心愿，常常向主祷告。
And not only can we memorize, but we have used this as a prayer for our heart towards the Lord.
我就读这一节圣经的后半段。
I just want to read the last part of this verse.
我来了是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。
I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly.
我们每次到主面前来，为着主这句话感恩。
Every time I come before the Lord, I really thank the Lord for this word.
并且我们越过越感觉需要在主面前祷告说，主啊，更多的把生命赐给我。
And I feel we need to come before Him and say, Lord, give me this life even more abundantly.
并且让这个生命在我的身上长大成熟，在我身上掌权。
And that this life will grow in me, and this life will control.
在教会中，让这个生命被充满。
And that this life will fill the church.
我们在读约翰福音第一章第四节。
Let's turn to John 1:4.
生命在他里头。
In him was life.
约翰告诉我们说，主耶稣要给我们的生命，不是在他之外的人、事、物，甚至是神迹奇事，不在这些里面。
The life that the Lord is giving us,It's not in his miracles, it's not in anything outside.
不是那些叫我们兴奋啊，一下就过去的感觉。
It is not something that gets us excited and then it goes away.
生命在他的里头。
But in him was life.
若是我们不到基督的里面，我们得不着生命。
If we do not enter into Christ,We would not have this life.
我们在最准确的真理的字句的里面没有生命。
Even in the most accurate letter of truth, there's no life in it.
在最严肃、最活泼的聚会里面也不一定。如果不是基督，那不是生命。
And even in the most serious or the most vibrant meeting, If it's not Christ, there's no life.
约翰很清楚地告诉我们说，生命在他里面。
Because very clearly, John tells us that in him was life.
我们在读哥罗西书第三章第四节。
Let us turn to Colossians 3, verse 4.
我们也只读头一半。基督是我们的生命。
When Christ, who is our life, appears.
保罗在这里告诉我们，这个原来在我之外客观的属神的生命，神里面的生命。
This Paul is telling us the objective life of Christ.
Previously, objective life. That's John says, life is in him.
Life is in him.
但是现在保罗说，不，现在这个生命是我的生命，不仅是我的，也是教会的生命，是我们的生命。
But now, this life is in us, and this life is in the church.
这是何等奇妙的救恩。
This is an amazing, salvation.
这是何等奇妙的赏赐。
And this is an amazing, gifting.
而且在我们里面是何等奇妙的一个能力。
And this is an amazing power inside of us.
在我们里面就是何等荣耀的盼望和确据。
And it is a glorious hope and a great assurance that is in us.
我们再读一处的经文。
Let's turn to another passage.
启示录第三章。
Revelation chapter 3.
第十七节和第十八节。
Verses 17 and 18.
我们知道这两句话是主耶稣对在亚细亚的老底家教会所说的。
This is the word that the Lord said to the church of Laodicea in Asia.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足；又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来。又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Because you say, I am rich, have become wealthy, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed,that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
在这里，我们看见老底家教会的光景的两方面。
Here we see the condition of the Laodicean church, and there are two aspects to it.
一面呢，是从外面看。
The first is we can see it from outside.
他们是富足了。
They have become rich.
中文上面讲的是发了财了，好像很有钱了。
And they have become wealthy, like they have a lot of money.
我想主在这里不只是指的外面物质上的富足。
I think the Lord is not just saying about material wealth.
可以这样说，他们在属灵的领受和认识上面，他们什么都有了。
But even in spiritual knowledge, they feel that they have everything already.
就是外面的行为，他们是非常的严谨的。
And even their outward conduct, it's very serious and strict.
就是聚会来说，他们也是循规蹈矩的。
And even in their meeting, it's very orderly and very good.
但是主看见的是里面的情况。
But what the Lord sees is the inside.
其实啊，你们不知道你们是困苦的。
It says, but actually you don't know. You are wretched.
可怜的。
Miserable.
贫穷的。
Poor.
瞎眼的。
Blind.
赤身露体的。
Naked.
弟兄姊妹们就告诉我们说，所有他们的丰富都是外在的。都是客观的， 都是行为和做法的。
So all their goodness is just outward, their objective, and like only outside.
我举一个例子，比如我们讲到主耶稣的宝血，我们会感谢赞美说，主啊，你的血洗净了我一切的过犯，除去了我的羞耻。
For example, we can say that the blood of Christ has cleansed us from all our sin and also our shame.
但是我们祷告完了以后，我们仍然是愁眉苦脸的，罪的重担仍然压在我的心里面。
But then after we pray, we're still burdened by sin. We're still sorrowful.
外面的祷告是富足的，是准确的，但是里面却没有那个属灵的实际。
So the outward prayer is very accurate and it seems so full, but the inside spiritual condition, there's no reality.
所以我们看见主耶稣对于这样光景的教会有一个的邀请，有一个的呼召。
And so there is an invitation, a call to this kind of church.
主劝他们来到主自己的面前。
They were encouraged, admonished to come before the Lord Himself.
所以主说，我劝你向我，你要到我的面前来。
I counsel you to come before me.
在基督的里面，我们一切失落的属灵实际都可以找回来。
Because in Christ, we can find everything that is.Loss of spiritual reality.
所以我们可以这样讲，基督才是真正的属灵实际。
Because Christ is the real spiritual reality.
属灵的实际不是借着外面的聚会、道理或者行为。
Spiritual reality is not dependent on outward gathering.
属灵的实际是借着基督生命的彰显而成为见证。
But the spiritual reality is on the manifestation of the life of Christ.
我们在主里面如果有一点年日和教会的经历。
If we have been in the Lord for a while and have experienced church life,
我们常常会感叹，我自己好像就是老底家的光景。
We sigh and say, oh, I am like the Laodicean church.
我们追求主。
We pursue the Lord.
我们得着了非常好的属灵真理的教导。
We have gained very good spiritual teaching.
但是不知道什么时候，或者不知不觉的，我们却走进了一种外面有，里面却很虚的一种光景。
But then unknowingly, we get into a position where...It's all outward and it's so lacking inside.
我们有知识，我们有道理，却没有活力，没有属天的喜乐。
We have knowledge, we have doctrine, but we have no real spiritual joy and no strength.
我们讲我们与主交通，来到主的面前，但是我们却不知道，不认识主的声音，也没有看过他。也没有真正摸到过他。
We said that we are in fellowship with the Lord, but actually we have not really sensed Him, we have not really seen Him, we have not been real with Him.
好多年以前，我跟我的姊妹在纽约的一个聚会服侍他们的夏令会。
One year, my wife and I went to New York and we served in.Their summer conference.
在聚会结束的那一天，他们中间有一对服侍青年聚会的弟兄姊妹约我们一起吃饭。
There is a brother, a responsible brother for the youth, and he invited us for lunch.
一坐下来，我们祷告完开始吃饭，他们就很直接的道出他们心中的。问题。
During the meal, they pour out what is in their heart.
说伯弟兄伯姊妹，我听你们交通，你们说在侍奉中 听见主的声音和指示，你们才动。
He said that I heard from your message that you only move only after hearing from the Lord.
他说这是真的吗？
He said, is that real? Is that true?
主是用什么话告诉你们的？你不怕是你自己的想法吗？
How did the Lord tell you? Aren't you afraid that you are really just using your own thoughts?
我告诉他说，我的主今天仍然活着，活的人会讲话的。更何况他是我们的主呢？
I said, you know, our Lord lives today, and a person who's living can speak, and what more of if it's the Lord?
弟兄姊妹们，我们的弟兄姊妹非常爱主，非常敬虔，但是那一天，他们说我们从来没有经历过。
That brother and sister, they love the Lord and they're godly, but they said we have never experienced the Lord speaking.
我们不知道主的声音，听不见，看不见，也摸不到主。
They said that we do not know the voice of the Lord. We have not heard, we have not seen, and we have not touched.
我们只好用我自己的意志，用我自己的热心。去抓住主的应许，然后我去做出来。
And so we just use our will, our strength to grab on to the promises of the Lord and then do it ourselves.
久了以后呢，我们脸就一副困苦的样子。
And then after that, we are grieved and sorrowful in our face.
所以主说你们是困苦的，那困苦啊，其实就是保罗在罗马书。第七章讲的，我真是苦啊 ，wretched am I.
And so, they actually, that's what Paul said in Romans, that it's wretched am I.
弟兄姊妹们，我们的心都是对的。
Our hearts are correct.
我们是非常诚实的。
We're very honest.
但是，可惜我们在属灵的实际上面，我们是困苦的。
But in spiritual things, we're wretched.
弟兄姊妹们，为什么会这样呢？
Why are we like that?
我们抓住了主给我们外面的知识、教导和工作。
We grab on to the outward teaching and work.
我们没有摸到主，没有跟主有连结。
But we did not touch the Lord. We're not connected or in united with the Lord.
所以呢，我们就凭着自己的力量和热心来过基督徒的生活。
And so we use our own strength and zeal to live our Christian life.
但是神在基督里给我们上好的福分，第一要紧的和最后的结局就是生命。
But what the Lord gave us as the best spiritual gift is Christ himself.
在约翰福音，约翰一书里面，约翰一开头就告诉我们，我们与父和子的交通是根据于生命。
In 1 John, he tells us that our fellowship with God, the Father and the Son is according to life.
生命是交通的必要条件。
Life is the most important condition for fellowship.
或者这样讲, the necessary and sufficient condition for fellowship.
It's the necessary and sufficient condition for fellowship.
弟兄姊妹们，比如说我们家是很爱养小狗的。
Our family loves to have a pet dog.
我的孩子们从小就是有一只小狗陪他们长大，一直到他们出去读大学。
So my kids always have a pet dog in the house until they go off to college.
我们的狗很聪明，很聪明。
And our dog is so smart.
它可以领会人的心意，但是它不能表达它的自己。
Our dog can sense the what's inside the master, but he cannot express himself.
我跟它的交流只能去揣摩。但是不能像我跟我的姊妹那样好好的谈心，甚至吵一架，没有这个事。
And my relationship with the dog is we try to understand each other, but of course it's very different from my relationship with my wife that we can really, really talk and fellowship.
为什么会这样呢?
Why is that so?
那个差别在哪里呢?
What's the difference?
因为那个狗是狗的生命,人是人的生命。
Why? Because the dog has a life of a dog, but the man has the life of a man.
我们人是人的生命，神是神的生命，人只能揣摩神，却不能与神交通。
And then man has man's life, but God has his God's life. And it's not possible for man to have real fellowship with God, can only kind of sense.
弟兄姊妹们，但是人与人有相同的生命，所以能够完全的交通。
But man and man have the same life, and so it's easy for man and man to have fellowship.
属灵的实际是借着与神交通而得着的。
Spiritual reality is gained by real fellowship with God.
但若是我们没有神的生命，
But if we do not have God's life,
或者我们有了这个生命却忽略不用这个生命来与神交通。
Or if we have God's life, but we ignore that life and don't use it in fellowship.
弟兄姊妹，我们光去用我们的悟性去讲真理，结果不知不觉我们就成为困苦的人。
And all we do is just to use our mind, to deal with all these things, then we are wretched.
第二个点，我们要侍奉，对不对？
We have to serve, right?
基督徒要服侍。
All Christians have to serve.
我们认为服侍呢是有一个样子的。
And we thought that there is
an outward form.
An outward form to service.
我们自己不会做，我们看一个好的聚会，我们就照着他的样子，我们就做了。
And so we see a good gathering, and so we would just imitate that.
我们中间可能有做老师的哈。
Probably there are teachers among us.
你第一次去给学生上课是不是很紧张啊？
Aren't you very nervous the first time?
你一定带了一个你的备课的那个教案。
You probably have everything written down and you bring that along.
你就一定要照着那个次序一点一点的讲，然后告诉学生就是这个样子。
And the way you teach is you follow what you have written point by point, but for the student, it's not good.
我最近看到一个人呢，他做了一段的短短的视频。
I saw a short clip, video clip.
其实他是一个非常有音乐天分，很有成就的一个钢琴家。
He's a very successful pianist.
他自己啊，却装成好像是 music illiterate， 好像是一个你完全不懂音乐，去请一个老师教他弹琴。
But he pretend to be a music illiterate person, and he get a teacher to teach him.
结果碰到一个第一次。刚刚从音乐学院毕业，第一次教钢琴的老师。
And the teacher he found was a new graduate from the music school, and it's the first time that person is teaching.
我看那个老师啊，他手上拿一个本子，这个学生就说：“老师啊，请你把本子放下来好不好？”这老师说：“不行不行不行，这是我的教案。如果我没有这本子，我不知道下一句话要跟你讲什么。”
And so that teacher was holding on to a notebook.And the student said, can you please put down your notebook? And the teacher said, no, no, I depend on this notebook to teach you point by point.
弟兄姊妹们，我们刚开始进入侍奉，是不是就是这样子？
When we begin our service, aren't we like that?
但是真正的侍奉乃是生命的流露和彰显。
But actual real service is actual the flow of life.
The natural outflow of inner life.
The natural outflow of inner life.
弟兄姊妹们，所以保罗对腓立比的弟兄姊妹讲到， 他说你们呢，凡事所行的都不要发怨言。
And so Paul said to the Philippians that you should not have any complaint in everything you do.
他底下就说到呢，你们在这个世代中啊，好像明光照耀，把生命的话语表明出来，那个叫做侍奉。
But you are among crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as light in the world.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个 light 是什么呢？是生命的话语。
Well, what is this light? This light is the word of life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，那个叫做真正的侍奉，侍奉乃是生命的流露。
So, service is the flow, the natural flow of inner life.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们关于这一个生命呢，我们有话语，但是呢，是那个生命把这个话语带出来。
We have word, but it is actually the life that brings out that word.
然后我们再讲一个点。
We'll talk about another point.
今天无论是我们个人，
whether it's individually,
或者是教会作为基督的身体，
or the church as the body of Christ,
我们都知道主向我们有一个呼召，要我们胜过。
We know that we have a calling to be overcomers.
我们知道我们要胜过什么呢？
But what are we overcoming?
简单的讲啊，我把它归结到这个五个点上面。
I try to simplify into 5 points.
第一个点，我们要胜过罪。
First is to overcome sin.
在我们外面的所有罪的引诱，罪的试探。
All the temptations of sin.
还有在我自己身上过去那些罪的行为，我要胜过它。
And all the acts of sin in me, I have to overcome.
第二个，我们胜过死亡。
Second is to overcome death.
不仅是我们将来肉身的死亡。
Not only the physical or the coming death that we face.
弟兄姊妹们，我们胜过的乃是属灵的死亡。
But what we want to overcome is spiritual death.
好，我们常常被不好的心情，被外面的坏消息压住，我们就落进了这个没有生命死亡的光景。
Many times we are under the oppression of bad news or our negative emotion and be-
所以我们常常说不信的话，那个是属灵的死亡。
Or when we talk like without faith, that's spiritual death.
我们常常讲丧气的话，那是属灵的死亡，我们需要胜过的。
Or when we say things that are negative and disappointing, that's spiritual death.
我们也要胜过这空中执政掌权的首领，就是撒旦魔鬼。
And we have to overcome Satan, the one who is the prince and principalities of this world.
我们知道，仇敌啊，很诡诈的。
We know that the enemy is very cunning.
他今天借着传统。
He uses tradition.
啊，有教会，有基督教的传统。
Tradition in Christianity in the church.
我们知道有世界上的传统。
Or tradition of this world.
弟兄姊妹，这些都要胜过。
We have to overcome this, all this.
魔鬼呢，用仁义。
The enemy used a man's ability.
或者说 the will of man.
The way of man.
啊，所以很多人的意志很强的，他一定要贯彻自己，他是非常 dominant 的人。
Oh, okay.The enemy used the will of man, like the dominance that man wants to have.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这些东西是魔鬼带来的。
All this are from the enemy, the evil one.
今天世界的风气，宗教的风气。
The fashion of this world and the fashion of religion.
还有教会里面各种的潮流。
And also the fashions in the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们需要胜过它。
we have to overcome this.
第三样我们要胜过，不，第四样我们要胜过这个世界。
The fourth is we have to overcome the world.
我们知道世界是挑动人的雄心和欲望的。
The world stirs up our desire and our hope.
Our ambition.
Our ambition.
啊，你知道有时候我们问年轻人你长大要做什么，他说 I want to be a rich man.
So when we ask young people, they said, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a rich man.
啊，这女生也讲 I want to be rich.
Even the girls, they said, I want to be rich.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，是世界把这个挑起来的。
It's the world that's stirring this up.
今世的骄傲。
And also our pride.
我们喜欢看的东西。
And we like to see things.
肉体的情欲，这个是我们需要胜过的。
And overcome the lust of the flesh.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天无论是个人，无论是奉主名的聚会，教会的侍奉和生活。
Whether it's individually or gathering in the name of the Lord.
都呼召我们在这些点上，你要有打仗，而且要有得胜的经历。
You have to have victory, you have to fight and really experience victory in all these things.
弟兄姊妹，可能你我都在这个 conflict 里面，这个冲突的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we're probably all in this conflict.
我们常常打，常常败，败了又打，打了又败。
We're always fighting, and maybe we fail, but after we fail, we fight again.
我们怎样能找到得胜呢？
Well, how can we find that victory?
发现，在你我的励志和努力底下，都是失败的。
In our resolve,And in our labor, we all fail.
保罗他自己做见证，他说立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Because like what Paul said, like there's will in me to do right, but what comes out is wrong.
保罗在没有得救以前，他是法利赛人，是凭着意志来守律法的。
Before he was saved, Paul as a Pharisee,Use his will to do the right thing.
他信了主以后，尝过救恩的滋味，他那个老习惯、老天性还是没有办法完全脱开的。
But even after he's saved, that old habit of using his will is still there, and he cannot get rid of that.
所以他叹息说：“我真是困苦啊！谁能救我脱离这个取死的身体呢？”
And that's why he cry out and say, That he cannot get rid of this body of death.
所以要胜过最后最难胜过的是什么呢？是自己的取死的身体。
So what's the hardest thing to overcome? It is the self, the body of death.
保罗在这个征战里面，他发现他完全无能，完全失败。
So in this conflict, in this warfare,He's completely beaten. He's completely failed.
就在这个时候，他放下自己的努力和热心，他转目，忽然之间他看见了基督。
And so he lay aside his effort, and then he turned to Christ.
他说，感谢神，如今在基督里我已经得自由了，得释放了。
And he said, thank the Lord, today in Christ, I have freedom.
所以今天你我如果响应主的呼召，我们要得胜。
So today, if we answer the call of the Lord and want to overcome,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，千万不要靠自己。
Do not, definitely, do not depend on yourself.
千万不要靠着教会团体。
Do not depend on the church, the organization of the church.
弟兄姊妹们，我们感谢主给我们一个追求合神心意的教会生活，但是你我不能用外面的来取代里面的。
Yes, we all seek a good body life, but we cannot replace the outward.
We
cannot replace the inward with the outward.
在整个人类历史里面，只有一位是真正完全的得胜者。
In all humanity, there's only one who is the real victor, the real overcomer.
那就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在启示录里面，主耶稣怎么介绍他自己呢？
And so that in Revelation, how did the Lord introduce himself?
在启示录第一章第十八节。
In Revelation 1:18,
主说我是那存活的。
I am he who lives.
或者这样讲，我是那个生命，是活着的生命。
I'm the life. I'm the one who's living.
我曾死过。
I was dead.
这告诉我们说，主去打过那个仗。
It tells us the Lord has gone through that war, that conflict.
他为什么要死呢？不是他失败了。
Why did he have to die? It's not that he failed.
乃是他借着死就败坏了那掌死权的。
But through death, he overcome the one who controls death.
主为了要胜过撒旦，他必须要到撒旦的大本营，就是到阴间去。
In order to be victorious over Satan, he has to go into Satan's camp, which is the death.
The Hades.
In Hades.
所以主进到阴间了，他就把阴府的门冲破了，他得胜了。
So the Lord went into Hades and overcome the gates of Hades.
所以他说呢，我曾死过，现在又活了。
So he said, I was dead, but now I'm living.
活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And he said, behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of Hades and of death.
这给我们看见，主耶稣已经完全得胜了。
This shows us that the Lord has complete victory.
他把他自己的生命就是那得胜的生命和能力赐给了个人，也赐给了教会。
He gave the church and us that overcoming life.
所以我们若是爱慕成为得胜者，弟兄姊妹，你要认识生命，要依靠生命。
If we want to be overcomers, we have to know life and we have to have life.
我再讲一个点。
Another point.
我们今天在地上的生活，神有一个心意，就是要我们成为一个结果子的枝子。
In our living today, the Lord wants us to bear fruit.
结果子是丰盛生命的彰显和见证。
Bearing fruit is a result of having abundant life. It's a testimony of life.
主耶稣说，我来了是要叫羊不仅得生命，而且得的更丰盛。
The Lord said that I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
这个丰盛的生命是借着果子来彰显出来的。
And this abundant life is shown forth by fruit.
就是基督是怎样，你我就是怎样。
So how Christ is, so are us.
我们知道，主在撒种的比喻里面就讲到，神心意的喜悦和满足，乃是那结出30倍、60倍、100倍的那个子粒。
In the parable of the sower, we know that God's heart is satisfied by the one who bears fruit 30-fold.60-fold, 100-fold.
另外，我们在约翰福音12章里面看见，主说那一粒麦子怎样能结籽粒了？必须落在地里死了，就结出许多的籽粒来。
And then, how can a grain of wheat bear fruit? Only if it falls into the ground and dies, and it will produce much grain.
告诉我们说，我们要得丰盛的生命，那个道路。 乃是经历基督同死同埋葬同复活的这个道路。
The way to that manifestation of that abundant life is to die with Christ, be buried with Christ, and to live with Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，主的话很清楚告诉我们，要得着属灵的实际，他的路，他的原则是什么？
Very clearly, the Lord tells us what is the way, the principle to gain spiritual reality.
但愿主的话解释在我们心中。
May His word be explained in our hearts.
照亮在我们人生的脚步前。
And that it will be light in front of our path.
好像环境事物临到的时候，我们知道，哦，主啊，原来你要我来注意。
And so when circumstances come, we can say, Oh, Lord, what you want is for us to focus on life.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我今天开头要和弟兄姊妹讲到生命的宝贵和重要。
This is what I want to share with brothers and sisters, the preciousness and the importance of life.
那么接下来呢，我要回到一个最起开始的点上面。
After this, I want to go back to the beginning, a point.
就说我来了是要叫羊得生命。
It says that I come that might have life.
我们讲到我们得生命的起点是什么呢？就是我们重生的经历。
And what is the start of our gaining life? That is our experience when we're born again.
我到任何一个地方去服侍或者是旅行。
Wherever I go, whether to serve or just travel.
我碰到弟兄姊妹在主里的弟兄姊妹。
And if I meet, brothers and sisters in Christ.
我常常就请他们弟兄或者姊妹，请你能不能告诉我你是什么时候，你怎样信主的。
I always ask, can you tell me, when and how you got saved?
每次当弟兄姊妹讲他们重生得救的经历，我就得着主丰富的教导和圣灵的感动。
Every time when they say how they're born again and saved, I really gain a lot from that, from the teaching, from their experience.
重生是我们蒙恩得救的起点。
Being born again is the beginning.
我们每一个神的儿女们，不管你信主多少年，盼望你常常回到你的起点。
No matter how long you have been saved, you should always go back to the very beginning of being born again.
我们在教会的侍奉里面，第一要重视的，传福音就是要让人真正有重生的经历，明白什么叫重生。
Our service in the church, the most important and the very first thing is to let people be born again and know what is being born again.
我记得有一次在我们地区的夏令会。
In our local summer conference,
我被指定了服侍，讲一点怎么带自己的儿女。
I was assigned to share on how to rear up your kids.
我就很认真啊，把我自己在家里生活我认为重要的讲了很多。
And so I said a lot about what I regard as important in my home.
最后我们的年长弟兄起来讲评。
And then our elder brother at the end said something.
他说我们弟兄讲得很好，但是最重要的点他没讲。
He said, oh, our brother said very well, but the most important thing he missed out.
那一天我一听，我整个人都凉了，整个人都想缩起来了。
After I heard that, I want to hide myself.
他说他没有讲做父母亲的要第一并且最重要的天天为你的儿女重生祷告。
He said that the first and foremost thing is that for parents, every day you have to pray that your kids will be born again.
家里一切事物的安排是为着让我的孩子能够在生命中遇见生命的主。
He said that every arrangement in the home is that they will encounter the life of our living Lord.
不是要叫他做一个仅仅做个乖孩子。
It's not to want them to be a good kid.
所以有一个弟兄也是做见证的，我听到我的儿子告诉我说，爸爸，我那一天祷告的时候，真感觉到主耶稣在我心里。这个爸爸高兴了好几个月啊。
There was a brother when he said that his son really encountered the Lord and he was so happy for many, many months.
如果我们知道生命的重要，而我们忽略传福音的时候，让人得生命，弟兄姊妹，那个福音啊，叫人点头，却不能够里面改变。
When we preach the gospel, what we want is for the person to meet life and not just to have a mental agreement with the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，我们很可能带进一个宗教徒。
Because if we do it wrongly, we just develop a religious person.
重生是我们新生命的起点。
Being born again is the beginning of our life.
Our new life.
Our new life.
一生这个重生呢，也是我们一生跟随主走主道路的起点，出发点。
And being born again is also the beginning of our walk with the Lord.
所以我接下来还有一点时间，我要和弟兄姊妹来思想一下关于重生的问题。
I also want to fellowship with brothers and sisters regarding being born again.
我们都很熟悉约翰福音第三章，主耶稣和尼哥底母讲到重生。
We are very familiar with John chapter 3 when the Lord talks about being born again with Nicodemus.
我读一下约翰福音第三章第三节。
Let's read John 3:3.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Jesus answered and said to him,Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
第四节，尼哥底母说，人已经老了，如何能重生呢？岂能再进母腹生出来吗？
Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
And Jesus answered, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。我说你们必须重生，不要以为稀奇。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
在这里我们看见了，借着与尼哥底母的对话，主耶稣很清楚告诉我们什么叫做重生。
Through this conversation with Nicodemus, the Lord tells us what it means to be born again.
尼哥底母他虽然年纪大了，但是他还算是很单纯的一个人。
Even though Nicodemus is an older person, but actually, he's still very simple.
所以呢，他说呢，我已经老了，怎么能够再进母腹再生一次呢？
And so he said that I'm old. How can I enter my mother's womb again?
可见呢，主耶稣讲的重生不是再进母腹重新生出来，再生一个肉身的身体，不是的。
Of course, what the Lord is referring to is not a physically being born again.
也不是今天呢，我的肾坏掉了，有人捐个肾给我，我又重生了。
It's not like going through a transplant and I live again.
我知道，我碰了好多换了肾的弟兄们，他们告诉我说，我现在又重生了。我说不是，你还是那个老生命。
I have met brothers who had a kidney transplant, and they say, "Oh, I am new life. I have a new life." I said, "No, you are still having that old life."
这不是重生。
That is not born again.
重生也不是改变行为，重新做人。
Being born again is not changing your conduct or living a different life.
我们知道世上的宗教就告诉我们说呢，这个佛教的人就说，你放下屠刀，你就立刻变成一个新的生命了，新人了，不是这样子的。
Like we know the religion of this world, like Buddhism, they would say that you can do it, you can lay down something and then you can have a changed life.
重生乃是遇见了生命的主，相信并且接受他做我们的主。
Being born again is that you met our living Lord and you receive Him and you live out of Him.
我们接待了耶稣基督。
You receive the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是我们相信了他的名，呼求他的名。
You believe in His name and you call upon His name.
我们的神就从天上赐给我们一个新的生命，那个叫做重生。
And then our God from heaven give us a new life, and that is born again.
所以在中文圣经讲到你们必须重生，主耶稣意思是说你必须从天上上面得着一个新的生命，那个叫做重生。
And so to be born again is you have a new life from above.
所以约翰福音第三章第三节讲到重生，你是得着一个属天的生命，是从上头来的，不是从人间来的。
And so this new life that you gain is not from man, it is from above, from heaven.
第三章第六节讲，人若不是从圣灵生的，那我就还是肉身的生命，我还是旧的生命。
So in verse 6, unless you are born of the Spirit, all you have is the life of the flesh.
所以这一个从天上来的生命，它在我身上的表现什么呢？首先是在我的灵里面的。
So how is this new life from above manifested? It's manifested first in my spirit.
我要稍微讲一点点啊，灵里面你被这个生命碰到了，你里面良心就干净了，你就有光了。
When your spirit, is touched by this life, then your conscience is clean.And you have light.
所以很多人呢，他受了洗，受了浸，但是他没有重生，因为他不承认他有罪。
Some people they get baptized, but they're not born again. They don't.
我们中间现在有一位弟兄，我第一次碰见他的时候，就我问他你信不信主，他说我受过浸了。
Brother, I asked him, Do you believe in Jesus? And his answer was, I have been baptized.
我不是问你受过浸没有，我问你信不信主。
I said, I didn't ask you whether you're baptized. I said, do you believe in the Lord?
他说我受过浸了，他又回答，但是我不是罪人。
And then,
我就知道他没有得救。
He said, I'm baptized, but I'm not a sinner. So of course I know he's not saved.
第二个礼拜他来见我的时候，他把他受浸的照片拿来给我看，表明他是真正受过洗的基督徒。
And then he brought me his baptismal certificate, just wanting to prove that he's a Christian.
Not certificate, a picture.
A picture of his birth baptismal certificate.
我说你怎么站在水里面是愁眉苦脸的呢
？And I said, why do you look so sorrowful when you're standing in the water?
他说因为帮我施浸那个美国老弟兄问我说某某人你承不承认你是个罪人需要拯救。
He said, because that American brother who was baptizing me said, admit you are a sinner.
Yeah, do you confess you are a sinner?
You confess that you are a sinner.
他说我没有办法承认我是罪人，我是三好学生啊。我从小都是最好的模范生啊。
I said, no, of course I cannot admit and confess I'm a sinner because I'm always a good student. I'm the three of the best.
我说那你为什么受浸呢？他我已经站在水里面，不好扫他的兴了。我只好点了一下头，他就把我按下去了。
I said, then why do you want to get baptized? I said, it's too late. I'm already in the water. And so I just bowed my head and kind of, and then got baptized that way.
他跟我们在一起聚会了大概有七年的时间。
So he met with us for like 7 years.
有一次在年终祷告聚会，他个人去安静到主面前，说主啊，我有什么亏欠，求你启示我。
And then one time at the end of the year, there was a prayer meeting and he was by himself. He asked the Lord, before the Lord, what have I done to offend you?
忽然之间，主让他看见他小的时候，妈妈要他去买东西，他把钱留下一点，自己去花了。
Then he saw that when he was young, his mom gave him money.And then he saved some for his own and for himself.
光进到他里面。
And this light entered into him.
那一天呢，他在主面前享受宝血的洁净，他得着这个新生命，与天相连了。
That day he was purified by the blood and he get this real connection to heaven.
我们的认罪祷告那一天都结束了，要擘饼了，他要服侍饼杯。他都忘记时间了。
That day, we were going to start our breaking of the bread meeting, and he was part of the serving team, and then he forgot about the time.
Benny Crosby 有一首诗歌，他说：“耶稣是我的，我有把握。”
Benny Crosby has a song. He said, "Jesus is mine."
宝血将我洁净，以油淋重生。
He blood cleansed me, and I'm born by the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，这是我们的故事，这是我们的自传。
This is our story. This is our autobiography.
圣灵来，我里面，我的灵里面活过来了，向着神活过来了。
The Holy Spirit come, and I'm alive to God.
以前我的灵是向着自己，不向着神，向着世界。向着撒旦，但是不向着神的。
In the past, my spirit only respond to the world, only respond to Satan.
To self.
And to self.
但是现在向上神活过来了。
But now, I am alive to God.
所以这个生命是从圣灵生的。
And so this life is born of the Holy Spirit.
这个生命最特点最大重要的特点叫做属灵的生命。
And the most significant thing of this life is spirit, is called spiritual life.
所以在另外一个点，在约翰福音第一章第十三节。
In John 1:13,
他说：“这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。”
Says.Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God.
所以我们真是神的儿女。
So we are indeed children of God.
刚才我们擘饼的时候，每一个弟兄姊妹，我们摸到被神的爱摸到，我们感谢，我们真是神的儿女。
And when we had the breaking of the bread, we were really touched by the love of God, and indeed we are children of God.
所以我们重生。就是一个属灵的生日。
And so when we're born again, that's our spiritual birthday.
这一个生命进来了。
This life come into us.
弟兄姊妹，神生命里面的性情和他生命里面的敬虔的思想表现喜爱，通通都进来了。
So God's character and all about his godliness has come into us.
你身上呢，我们里面呢，现在好像有两个人一样了。
So inside of us, as if there are two persons.
一个人是我的老我，我的旧人。
One is like my old man.
一个人是那个有神性情、有神的喜好、有神的厌恶的那个新人呢。
But the other one has God's character, has God's desire, and has God's nature.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，彼得在他晚年的时候，要寻道以前，他就讲到这件事情。
And Peter, before he was martyred in his old age, said this.
在彼得后书里面，他讲了，神已经把关乎一切关乎生命和敬虔的事，都在神的性情里面给了我们。
And he said that God has given us every spiritual blessing and godliness to us.
弟兄姊妹们，因着神的灵，现在能够住在我们的灵里面。
Because the Spirit of God can now dwell in our spirit.
为什么呢？因为主耶稣的血的功效已经洗净了我们的良心了。
Why? Because the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed our conscience.
洁净了我们这个里面的灵，这个房间，所以现在圣灵住进来，把基督作为我们的生命赐给我们。
And clean the spiritual house in us, and so now the Holy Spirit can move in us.
从那一天开始，神的同在就从来没有离开过你我。
And then from that day on, the presence of God never leaves us.
因着圣灵的内住。我们就知道神与我同在，我们就感觉神与我同在，我们能够听见主，看见主，能够摸到主。
And because of that presence of the Holy Spirit in us, we can see, we can hear, and we can touch Him.
而且这一个生命是永远的生命。
And also this life is eternal life.
我们知道所有在时间中的东西都是会朽坏的，都没有永远的性质。
We know that everything in time is corruptible.
但是在你我的里面，现在有一个东西是不朽坏，不能玷污，也不会衰残，因为它是永远的。
But then now in us, there is something that is incorruptible, without blemish, and forever that is in us.
你我会改变。但是这个生命永远不改变。
You and I can change, but the life in us will never change.
这个生命只会长大，只会变得更荣耀，更丰满。
And this life can only grow and grow into more fullness and more glorious.
弟兄姊妹，我们要为此感谢爱我们的神。
And so we need to thank the Lord who loved us.
如果我们认识重生。
If we really know being born again,
有确定重生的经历
and we have the assurance of the experience of being born again,
我们对这个生命会越来越熟悉
then we will get more and more familiar with this life,
越过越尊重
we will honor this life,
越过越爱慕
and more we will love this life,
让它做我们生活的中心。
That this life will become the center of our daily living.
做我心思意念的焦点。
And it will be the critical point of our thinking.
The focus of our thinking, attention.
The focus and attention of our thinking.
成为我们人生追求的目标。
And it will be the goal of our life.
弟兄姊妹们，这个生命是个人和教会都该认识并且遵行的道路。
This life is what we individually and the church needs to know and to follow as the way.
我本来要和弟兄姊妹交通，建立好的属灵生活。
I want to share with brothers and sisters how to develop a spiritual life.
A good spiritual habit, spiritual living. Good habit of spiritual living.
Oh, how to have a good habit of spiritual living.
但是当我在主面前寻求，主好像告诉我，要有好的习惯，必须先要看见我里面有一个美好的生命。
But in order to have good habit, we first need to see this glorious life first.
愿主祝福他的话，也祝福弟兄姊妹。
May the Lord bless His word and bless brothers and sisters.
一同有一点祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你来了，就是要叫羊得生命。
Because Lord, you come that we might have life.
并且得的更丰盛。
And to have it more abundantly.
我们是属你的人。
Lord, we belong to you.
你已经把你自己给了我们做我们的生命。
You have given us yourself and you have become our life.
主，你在这个生命里面开通我们的耳朵。
In your life, open our ears.
擦亮我们的眼睛。
Clear our eyes.
并且让我们常常的觉察并且活在你的同在中。
And that we will always sense and live in your presence.
愿主你自己救赎的丰富显在每一个弟兄姊妹和教会的里面。
That the fullness of your salvation be manifested in brothers and sisters and in your church.
谢谢你听我们的祷告。
Thank you, Lord, for listening to our prayer.
奉耶稣基督的圣名。
This we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.